Hello, good morning. This is your brother, Pastor Daniel. Today's topic is about understanding the new birth in God, the new birth in Christ. And it's important to know this because having a good understanding of our current status, if indeed you are born again Christian, God bless you. And if you are not, I hope that this broadcast will help you to understand what it means and what the value of the new birth is to you. It is salvation. It is starting over. It is a chance, opportunity for redemption. And we're going to see in a few verses that the price has already been paid. The door, the invitation to start all over again, for old things to be done away with, and for a new chapter in our lives to begin, for redeeming ourselves in the eyes of God. That chance is open. The invitation is there waiting for you to pick it up. So understanding the new birth is a very important topic, and this morning, this evening, I hope I can do it some justice, and I hope that you get some benefit in the new birth. Really ushers us into the family of God, because sin does exactly the opposite. Sin ushers us, excuse me, sin ushers us away from the presence of God. But the new birth in Jesus Christ gives us a welcome and an entrance, a membership, a right into the kingdom of God, citizenship into the kingdom of God. So we're going to be looking at John chapter 1, verse 12. John 1, 12. And we're going to see how we can start a new birth, how we can start all over again, how we can obtain the new birth in God. And John 1:12 says, "But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God." To all who believed and accepted, he gave the right to become the children of God. They are reborn not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. So you see, to belong to God, to become a child of God, is a right that you either have or you don't have. You either have the right to be called a child of God, to be recognized by God as his child, or you don't have that right. And that right, how do we obtain it? By believing Jesus Christ, by accepting the price that he has already paid so willingly for us, by giving our will to him to guide us, to be our Lord and Savior. And that's what the verse we read is talking about. To all who believed and accepted, we have to believe, but believing is not enough. We have to accept him. Accept him as whom? Accept him as Lord, and then we have the right to become the child of God. It's so easy, isn't it? And yet we wonder why so many people miss this fantastic opportunity, the best invitation that has ever been made to mankind, is to obtain this right to be called a child of God. And Jesus has given so graciously his life. He gave his life to buy back our liberty. And the Bible then goes on to say in verse 13, they are reborn not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. So this rebirth is something that is spiritual rebirth, is a spiritual divine rebirth that God himself carries through. Now we don't get reborn physically. We don't get born again and start as babies. But our spirit is reborn. A birth, the Bible says, that comes from God. So it's a fantastic accomplishment, to understand that one can be reborn, one spirit can be reborn. And if tonight you're listening to my voice and you're willing and wishing for a change in your life, this is the best place to start. This is the best invitation for you. Invitation that's in Jesus Christ. He is saying, come and you can start afresh in me. Come and your old life can be changed. Your spiritual life, your spirit man can be reborn, and you can receive the right to become a child of God. And with that right comes a lot of privilege and a lot of blessing. God becomes our Father, and we can go to Him confidently in prayer, and prayers get answered. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Let's turn to Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4 verse 12. Chapter 4 verse 5. We read Galatians 4, 5. The Bible says, God sent him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law, so that he could adopt us as his very own children. And that has always been God's plan, that we would be his very own, not shared, not disowned, not orphans, but his very own children. God loves us. That's why he created us, to be his very own children. And so, and this invitation is for everyone who believes, not a certain group of people. Anyone tonight, if you are listening in the daytime, afternoon or night, all you have to do is believe, and you can be God's very own child. And all your past can be wiped away by God. The record in heaven can be expunged by God through his mercy and grace. But when the right time came, God sent his son, born of a woman subject to the law. God sent him to buy freedom for us. So Jesus, I was reading Galatians 4, 5 again. Jesus came to buy our freedom. And it is freedom to become a child of God. A lot of people think to be a Christian is to live a life that is devoid of something, that is a life less lived, perhaps. People have this false notion that to be a Christian is to deny oneself, but rather the opposite is true. To live outside of the family of God is to deny oneself the wonderful experience of knowing God as your Lord and Savior, to the wonderful experience of knowing God as your Father, the wonderful experience of having Jesus Christ as your Lord. And that's what the Bible says in Ephesians. He buys our freedom. The ones who are not in the family of God have their liberty curtailed. The devil is unfortunately able to deal with lives, to bring so much evil upon lives, to bring so much pain upon lives, to bring so much sickness upon lives, to destroy families, to dismantle the youth, to give a lot of bad feelings and influences and impulses and evil. And the enemy, the devil, can pour these things into lives and wreck families and wreck homes. However, to be in the family of God is to be free from the power of the devil, the power of the evil forces that are at play in the world. To be in the family of God is to live a liberated and powerful and free life. And that is the truth. And so tonight, God is saying to you, do you want to have this freedom? Jesus has already purchased it on the cross. He bought that freedom. Bible says he sent it to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law, so that he could adopt us as his own children. Praise the Lord. Ephesians 5, the book of Ephesians 5, verse 20, verse 30 to 32, has something else to say on the subject. Ephesians chapter 5, 30 to 32 says, and we are members of his body. As the scriptures say, a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one. This is a great mystery, but it is an illustration of the way Christ and the church are one. So by becoming a child of God, we are uniting ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. We become one, and that is the power and the freedom that comes in. You no longer stand by yourself. You no longer subject to the will of evil forces. You actually standing with the wonderful Spirit of Jesus Christ. We become one in destiny, in intention. We become one. The Bible says we are members of his body. We become one with the Lord. We have the Spirit of God guiding us. So, by this short introduction I've made about the new birth, I hope that you've come to understand that the new birth is for you, and it is precious, and it is freedom. And if you want freedom, you can simply obtain freedom by believing and accepting Jesus Christ, believing that he is the source of this freedom. He is the way to becoming a child of God. And believing and accepting him gives us the right, that privilege of becoming children of God. Tonight, you can pray this simple prayer. Lord Jesus, I want to become a member of God's family. I believe you and I accept you as my Lord and Savior. And I accept the sacrifice as the payment for my sin. And I receive the right to become a child of God tonight. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. If you pray that prayer, you've become born again, find a Bible-believing church and start learning and reading the Bible and following Jesus, and he will teach you everything you need to know. God bless you and stay well.